The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Not exactly the 21st of September, but it is the 24th of September. Close enough. We have my friends here from Avalon HR. Chip Wood is here. Stacey Oren is here. Welcome.
Howdy.
To talk about in September. Here we go. What you got going on, y'all?
I'll catch up in a minute.
Stacey's singing.
Stacey is still singing and dancing over here.
There you go.
All right. Okay, I've joined the party.
Back to reality. What's happening?
There's just a lot going on, so I was going to let Stacey just kind of brief everybody on the new rules and regulations.
Oh, in the ever-changing world.
Well, that's why you need Avalon, because we know this stuff. The general public will half of the time guess on these things.
Mm-hmm.
We know these things.
Right. And you have the time to do that. That's your business to know.
Right, exactly.
And this saves me as a small business owner. I don't have time to figure out all these regulations.
No.
And we get busy with life and our business, and there are deadlines coming up
that are real important, correct? And let me tell you something, Meg, as soon as you figure it out,
it changes.
That's right. That's right.
It's all good. But the first thing we have coming up is something we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Next week is the minimum wage increase as part of the graduated plan in Florida to get minimum wage to $15 an hour.
And the date on that officially?
The 30th.
So that
September
is?
September 30th, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, a week.
Next Tuesday. Hourly minimum wage for regular employees goes to $14 an hour. Tipped employees goes to $10.98 an hour. That's significant for a tipped employee. Like I said, I'm still considering going back into the service industry, but I think I'm good. So that will be happening on the 30th of next week. Those things, we have a great computer system that helps us track that, make sure everything's done correctly. The hours are divided up like they should be for pre-increase, post-increase, to make sure everything's done correctly. But that will be happening next Tuesday. The other big thing that happened, and we talked about this, when they did the, said that there would be a tip credit for overtime and or a, not a tip credit, but what a word am I looking for here? You would get credit on your income tax for tips and overtime.
Gotcha.
And then they said, you know, that you can't take that on a by-paycheck basis. That would be handled when you filed your income taxes. It's just a standard line item deduction of up to $25,000 for these things. And we didn't know what they were going to do with the W-2s. Well, we now know. And the answer to that question is absolutely nothing. Your W-2 will not change for 2025 to reflect these things. What will happen is when you go to file your taxes, the burden of that information will be on the employee.
Gotcha.
Okay? Several ways that you can do this. Your last paycheck stub will have overtime and tips broken out. It has to be already, whereas your W-2 just combines all those numbers, right?
It just
gives you, here's what you made, here's what you paid. That's it.
It's the totals.
Okay. It is the totals. So it'll still be the totals for 2025. Just when you go to file your taxes, to make sure you do it correctly, is you're going to have that final paycheck stub or some kind of statement or letter from your employer breaking down those items.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do not recommend people go in and just say, $25,000, I'm taking the max. Do not do that. They will figure it out sooner or later. It may be years, but they will figure it out. We report quarterly to the government what you make, and it's a pretty broken down line item because it has to match. Don't lie. Don't exaggerate. Take what you've got and be thankful for that credit and go. Because if you just say, nope, $25,000, you will get called sooner or later, especially if you're a salaried employee. Don't do that. I mean, you have none, so leave that alone. But it will not reflect on your W-2. You're going to have to provide some kind of additional documentation to take that credit.
Okay. Very, very important.
Very important because, you walk in there with your W-2 and you're like, hey, $17,000 of this is overtime. a good tax preparer is going to look at you and go, prove it.
Okay. All right, is everyone taking notes?
Well, and that's
if you're not
really
taking notes, time to get that little notebook out. And if you have a question about this, please text it in, 850-437-1620. That's why we're here. That's why we're the expert panel. We have our HR experts here today, so this is the perfect time to ask a question.
It really is, because a lot of these things go into effect, and people go, well, I'll just, you know, I know how I'm doing this. We have, it's amazing how many people will call us and want advice or want some guidance on things, and then we give them what really they need to know, and then they'll go, okay, well, I'll just do it the way I've been doing it.
Mm, well, I say all the time.
That's not good. You got to adapt.
A lot of people just don't want to hear what's really there. They want to hear what they want to hear.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I say often in the office, just because you don't like my answer doesn't mean I didn't give you an answer.
Ooh, write that down.
I gave you. And it happens every day. You know, like Chip said, they'll call and say, well, what should I do? And I'll tell them legally what they should do, what they can do, what's safe to do. But I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, you certainly don't have to, but let me tell you the flip side of that if you don't.
The consequences.
Yes, and there are. You know, there's like ADA accommodations, things along that line. You know, they have to be reasonable. And if you just fire an employee that comes and asks for a reasonable request, and ADA is American with Disabilities Act,
mm-hmm.
and it says there's a process we go through to determine if what the employee's asking for is a reasonable accommodation to do their job. Again, if it is reasonable, the business is expected to comply with that request. And there is a whole lot that it takes to get to that unreasonable category. I mean, like a whole lot. So 9 times out of 10, we're going to have to grant that request. But it is a process. You have to take it seriously. You can't just come in and go, Meg, because you want to work in a dim room, you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go, okay, Meg, let's go through the process. What is it, you know? And you say, well, you know, just the lights trigger migraines or whatever. Well, turning off the lights is not an unreasonable hardship on the business.
Right.
So we would be expected to comply with that. Things like, I mean, they can be varied. Chairs, stand-up desk, little things. But if you wanted the whole room to be remodeled because you felt more comfortable in 12-foot ceilings,
mm-hmm.
that's an unreasonable request.
Right, of course.
You know, the normal business would not be able to comply with that, nor would they be expected to. But it is a process. We have to go through it. And that's what we're here for. And, you know, if you've got questions about any of these things, please give us a call at 850-475-1555, and we can talk it through with you.
Okay, well, I do have a question that just came in on our text line at 850-437-1620. We are working on our 2026 budget for our company. What percentage do they expect group health insurance increases to be next year?
Oh, boy.
We've seen it across the board quite a bit. Mm-hmm. There again, it also depends what your plan look like.
Right.
The size of your group.
The mm-hmm. size of your group. Do you have a plan that has, we'll say, a $10,000 deductible? Or do you have a plan $1,000 deductible?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that radically changes the cost of everything. We're seeing, for the most part, anywhere from 10 to 25%.
Wow.
And that is a big spread.
But there again, it depends on the type of policies that you have for your company.
If you've got a small group, okay, and I'm talking 50 and under.
Okay.
That's what's considered a small group. The smaller that group is, the more likely you are to have a significant increase.
Okay.
Especially
that makes sense, of course.
Well, if you have a group of 50 or more, probably mm-hmm. not as much.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if
proportionally.
Yeah, it's a proportionate thing. I just got one the other day that I'm fighting with Blue Cross Blue Shield about, because this group is a very small group. There's 4 people on the plan, I think, and their renewal came in at 73% higher.
Wow.
And I'm like, this has to be a mistake.
Right.
Like, there's no way. Like, this has to be a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And so Blue Cross and Blue Shield and I are going back and forth right now going, man, what would you do? Like, this is not sustainable. But for most, you know, if you're between 20 and 50, I would say I would be looking about the 15 to 20 to 25% mark. If you're above 50, you know, I would say you're probably looking at the 10 to 20% range.
Okay.
And of course, there's other factors too. If you've got a couple people on your plan that just absolutely needed, you know, large amounts of health care for, you know, a terminal illness or a traumatic accident, those play factors too.
Mm-hmm.
That can impact the rate. It's like, where did they recoup those funds? They, you know, insurance isn't a charity, folks. They're not here to just cover your costs. It's
they're in business to make money. So
yes, well, they're not. Yes. They are not nonprofit organizations.
That's true.
They are there to make money. So if they can't cover the cost of the claims from the premiums they've collected, that's when they raise those premiums to recoup those costs.
Gotcha. Okay. If you have a question, we're talking all things HR with our friends at Avalon HR. Chip Wood is here. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing and one of our experts, as well as Stacey Oren, who is the HR and Benefits Manager, 850-437-1620. And yes, we are waiting for this press conference that will be coming to us live from Dallas, and we will go live with that as soon as that happens. So in the meantime, I did want to touch on the minimum wage, because that is something that's pretty urgent happening next week. You mentioned it already, but what does that mean?
It's just, several years ago, Florida voted as a whole, like this was put to vote, because I had somebody yesterday ask me, how did this even happen? Well, the citizens of Florida voted on it, and the majority felt that it was a good idea to implement a graduated plan to get Florida minimum wage to $15 an hour. So once that was approved, the state set out and said, okay, this is how we're going to do it. This is the date we're going to do it. I think the date is the most random thing ever, but okay, whatever. So it will continue until next year when we hit that cap. Mm-hmm. Next year we'll top out at that $15 top, and then we're done until they either bring it back up for a vote or something changes. But like I said, that will go into effect on the 30th. And the way that typically works is hours work prior to the 30th or $14 an hour, the 30th and on, or $15 an hour.
And that's this year.
That is this year.
Next week.
Oh, for 13 and 14. Sorry. Mm-hmm. We're going up
and
to
tips,
14.
Tips also, tipping wages.
And tip wages go up as well from $9.98 to $10.98.
Okay.
And next year, on September 30th, that tipped minimum will top out at $15 and $11.98 for tipped wages.
So if you're running a business down, you've kind of managed all this yourself, maybe have a small team of employees, now might be a good time for them to give you a call.
Yes.
It would be a great time. And if you're, you know, for these people who are budgeting, you need to put that in your budget. Mm-hmm. Because if you hire, you know, minimum wage or tipped employees, for every employee, that's an additional $2,080 a year you need to add to your budget. Just off the top to cover wages.
Okay.
Nothing else.
That's for each employee.
Wow.
For each employee.
Okay.
That's just wages. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're talking.
And how many there again? We're back to the same thing we were talking about previously, is how many owners of businesses sit around and figure those things and calculate those things, because they really don't think about it.
Right, of course.
I mean, you know, nobody's considering, let's see, I've got 30 employees at $2,080.
Mm-hmm. Doing the math.
Just start doing the math, and a lot of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's not that they, it's just they don't know.
Right.
You know, but then on the other hand, a lot of restaurateurs, they don't understand the tax tip credits.
It sounds complicated to me.
Well,
I come from the days of cash tips. It was pretty simple.
Right.
The good days.
Well, there is still cash tips, but the IRS put a program in place several years back for the employers to report all tips, mm-hmm. and that way they get a credit for reporting those tips.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it was sort of an incentive program, if you will. And it is. It's a good program for them, because the owner of the business gets, you know, the company gets a dollar for dollar tax credit for all the tips reported.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not.
You'd be surprised how many business owners
don't
of restaurants
take it.
Don't take it, because they don't know it.
Oh, I was going to say, why not? But I guess just.
I have talked to on occasion to CPAs,
mm-hmm.
and they go, what?
Uh-uh.
Because they don't do restaurants as a general rule.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it doesn't fall in their wheelhouse.
So if I'm in that situation that I'm having to make that change, what do I need to do now? I've got a week to do it, right?
Well, yeah.
So that's what I do.
You can give us a call, 850-475-1555. And I can walk you through it, and we can absolutely have, we can take
a
new business on.
We can have you up and ready by the 30th.
Okay.
Correct.
So correct. I would say if you haven't done it or need to look into it, now's the time to give them a call.
And October 1st would be a good time because that starts a new quarter.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so, for some people, they have that fiscal calendar. There's their October to October. So that's probably part of the method to the madness.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't want to see business owners get themselves in a jeopardy position because they can easily do that because they don't understand the dates, the rules,
and the IRS does not excuse.
No.
I was not aware.
Okay. It looks like we're going to be going to this press conference live, so I apologize to our friends at Avalon HR. We're going to take a break here. Thank you so much, David. We appreciate you. And we're back here live with our friends at Avalon HR. Stacey Orrin is here, HR and Benefits Manager, as well as Chip Wood, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing. We've been hitting on two important topics this morning, talking about the W-2s and also talking about the new minimum wage. So we got about a minute or two to wrap up here.
Divert right quick on this with this breaking news. If you are a company that hires folks or brings folks in on an HB1 visa, and you're concerned about those changes, if you have folks here on green cards, in any situation, please give us a call and let us talk you through how the best way to handle that.
Okay.
We don't want people to be scared. We don't want people to panic, but we have procedures in place to address these concerns. The good thing is Avalon is your employer of record in the eyes of the government. And if any of these, if you're with us and these folks show up at your workplace, you can direct them to us. You can call me and I will come on site immediately and walk through the process with you and your employees. So give us a call at 850-475-1555 or stop by the office at 100 South Pace Boulevard. We would love to talk to you. We'll be happy to help you in any way we can.
And there's a lot of employers that don't realize because Florida is now an e-verify state.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that we must verify
all employees
must be e-verified to make sure that they're eligible to work.
Right. So. Okay. So that's very, very important. And then also the deadline again, just as a reminder.
September 30th, minimum wage increase. In 2025, W-2s will not be changing. It'll be the employee's responsibility to report their overtime and tipped wages on their taxes.
Okay. So I hope you've been paying attention. We will put this broadcast on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. You can always go click on podcast, click on expert panel, click on Avalon HR, and you can hear and take notes on all of the things that they're telling us. Because every time they come on this show, I always learn something. And having been a small business owner, very, very valuable information. So I appreciate so much that y'all do this show.
It can get complicated, but we try to make it simple for you. That's why you need Avalon.
Okay. Once again, how can folks reach you?
Give us a call, 850-475-1555, and we'd love to talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.